Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Well, let's don't forget to put him on the books.
With an angel. Night 'neath the stars, while cowboys were singing and playing guitars, the song they were
moderate his moods, plus the stimulant Focalin XR to improve concentration. His brother Jacob, age 14, takes Focalin XR for concentration, plus the anticonvulsant Depakote to moderate his moods, plus the antipsychotic Risperdal to reduce anger, plus Catapres to induce sleep. Over the last 3 years, each boy has been prescribed 28 different psychiatric drugs and has seen 11 psychiatrists. Gone are the days when a visit to a psychiatrist meant lying on a couch to recite your troubles. Treatment today means taking prescription drugs, lots of them. Last year, 1.5 million children and teenagers were given at least 2 psychiatric drugs in combination, and 500,000 were given at least 3. The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to prove the safety of each drug, but hardly any studies have examined the safety or effectiveness of drugs used in combination. The American Journal of Psychiatry found only 6 trials of 2 drug combinations, 4 of which failed to show any benefit, and a 5th showed bad side effects. Scientific studies of combinations of 3 or more drugs are non-existent. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Parents, it's up to you to be cautious about prescription drugs. You are the ones with the responsibility for the well-being of your children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, if marriage were outlawed, only outlaws would have in-laws. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Some 60 countries were represented at the Fourth World Wilderness Congress, which was held in Denver in 1987. 90% of the people there were either conservationists, ecologists, government, and United Nations bureaucrats. The other 10% were the world banking heavyweights, David Rockefeller of Chase Manhattan, London banker Edmund D. Rothschild, and the Secretary of the United States Treasury, James Baker. During the first several days, the group was told that the Wilderness Congress was all about beating the ozone deterioration and bringing the rainforest back and saving the reindeer. The following days, though, were closed to the public, with only bankers in attendance. And the topics discussed centered around collateral being derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. The plan was to swap trillions of dollars of third world debt into a new bank. When the countries wouldn't be able to pay off the loans, government from around the world would give title to their wilderness lands to the bankers. George Hunt was there and hosted the meeting, and he said, "The world's people we'll be saying, God bless you for saving our reindeer. Those people at the Congress were ignorant. They don't suspect anything. They're very naive, not stupid, but ignorant." He says, I'm talking about the 90% that were not the world banking heavyweights. Hunt went on to say that the World Bank loans, as they stand now, are not collateralized. They're saying, we want collateral. So when we loan swap this debt, we're going to own the Amazon if they default. You're going to make their bad loans good by collateralizing them with all this land, and somebody is going to end up with 12.5 billion acres. Now, they went on to say, we will have a proposal for a very harsh, quasi-spiritual, ecological laws for Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes first mentality will arise throughout the world. When James Baker made his keynote speech at that meeting in 1987, he said, no longer will the World Bank carry this debt unsecured. The only assets we have to collateralize are federal lands and national parks. Now let's move along here to sustainability. The United Nations established UNEP, UNEP, in 1972. It was following the first Earth Summit in Stockholm, Sweden. They called the United Nations Conference on Human Environmentalism. The United Nations hosted another Earth Summit, the Conference on Environmental and Development in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. This Earth Summit saw the introduction of numerous international environmental agreements. We were on the air with this show at that time, and we talked about Daddy Bush, and he wouldn't sign the Biodiversity Treaty. They talked about Agenda 21, which was a 40-chapter plan with stated purposes of advancing humanity while protecting the Earth's environment. Now, this goes back to this Mother Earth, or Mother Earth comes first mentality, where there'll be very harsh laws for protecting Mother Earth. Anyway, we now have numerous environmental laws and international treaties to protect both the environment and the people. All of these environmental laws and treaties are a strong regulatory approach to environmental protection. I have with me today Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Mike, as we refer to him, has authored several books on environmentalism and the global agenda and played a key role in stopping the ratification of the Convention of the Biodiversity Treaty in the United States Senate. He's president of Environmental Perspectives, and he's also executive director of Sovereignty International and a regular guest on this program. And, Dr. Mike, it's good to have you back.
Well, I'm always glad to be back on the Derry Brownfield Show.
You know, you're more or less, I would say, our expert on this environmentalism here. You know, the point I brought up first, are you familiar with that World Wilderness Congress?
I certainly am.
Yes. It looks like all this is set up by the international bankers to take control of the land, does it not?
It really does. In fact, I think the listening audience needs to be aware that almost every single one of these international treaties, at the base, at the motivating factor of it, is somehow bringing control to the global elite that are led by this international banking cartel. Almost every treaty that you have is designed to give them more and more control in some form or another. And in this particular, the World Wilderness Congress was designed basically to control land, to basically own that land. And what people don't recognize, because we're really separate from it, we don't see that here in this nation, even though it's the core of our wealth, is the fact that property rights are the basis of the wealth of every single American in the United States, even if they don't own one square foot of property. The fact is that property rights is what made this nation the greatest nation in the history of mankind. And here you have this international banking cartel basically taking over land and taking land away from the nations and away from the people, so they have no ability whatsoever to ever build wealth in their nation.
You know, I go back to the scriptures on what wealth is, but you know, God made Abraham extremely wealthy, and it was land, cattle, silver, and gold. And that's about all that wealth is today when you get right down to it.
When you get down to the basics, yes.
Because without land, you're not going to have the oil that everybody thinks is so great.
That's right.
It's now, where do we go with this sustainable development thing? Because we hear over and over and over again, and by the way, we give you and Henry Lamb and a couple of others credit for defeating keeping the Senate from ratifying the biodiversity treaty. Yet, they may as well have, because we're following it anyway, are we not?
Yes, we are, and we can come back to that. It sounds like we're heading into an ad.
We are. We're going to come back to that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Choice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about this sustainable development thing. Dr. Mike, going into the commercial break, I mentioned that you did everything you could and actually got it stopped. The Senate didn't ratify the biodiversity treaty. The Daddy Bush wouldn't sign it, but Clinton did. But it doesn't seem to make any difference because we're following its rules and regulations anyway, are we not?
Yes, we are. In fact, the premise of the biodiversity treaty was to basically implement a plan that would put one half of the United States and other nations, of course, as well, but one half of the United States in the wilderness, connected by wilderness corridors. This is unbelievable. And they're calling for a population reduction of anywhere from one-half to two-thirds of the population to be able to live on planet Earth sustainably. It is outrageous, and this is, of course, one of the reasons we were able to get it stopped in the U.S. Senate when we showed them the plan that they had to be able to, or to do, ultimately, to put one-half of the United States in the wilderness and reduce our population by a half or more. And as a consequence, it was never brought on the Senate floor for ratification, even though it was supposed to be within an hour of the time that we brought this to the Senate floor. It was really God that intervened in that situation. But it's short term. They're still trying. In fact, they're going around the whole thing now, as they always do. If they can't get it one way, they'll try another. And they're implementing this whole plan piecemeal now, through a variety of different congressional acts, through set-asides and so forth. There's a huge, huge area. About two-thirds of the eastern or western Montana, Idaho, western Washington, northern Utah, and Wyoming area that they want to put into wilderness. Two-thirds of it. It is unbelievable what they want to do, and it's all part of this so-called Wildlands Project that was central to the Convention on Biological Diversity. This is happening all across America. They're doing this everywhere. If you haven't heard about it, it's in your backyard somewhere. And if you're experiencing it, you think it's only in your own area or your own state, but it's happening in almost every state. And we have, if you're interested in finding out what's going on, we have a website. It's www.takingliberty.us. That's takingliberty.us. If you have a high-speed internet connection, you need one, you can you can use that, or you can actually order a DVD from us.
It's takingliberty.us. Is that what you said?
Takingliberty.us.
You know, go ahead.
It's astonishing what they're doing.
You know, we've watched this Wildlands thing, and I don't know if you read Lee Pitts or even know who Lee Pitts is or not. He's one of my favorite people. And he does this all tongue-in-cheek. But just we'll come back. I didn't realize what time it was. When we come back, I want to show you what happens when they rewild some of this country. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. As I mentioned a moment ago, we're visiting today with Dr. Mike Kaufman. We're talking about sustainable development and the rewilding of this country and trying to get people off of the land, taking the land. And Ed Lee Pitts has a humorous article, and I'd like to share just parts of it. It won't take but a couple of minutes here, but Lee says about living dangerously. He says, generally speaking, city people are a bunch of fraidy cats. And speaking of cats, there's a very large one terrorizing our neighborhood. I live right next to a sprawling state park where town and country abruptly interface. The area is so desirable due to lack of people that rich people who fouled their nest in the big city now want to move into our neighborhood and tell us how to live. These new arrivals may have had the survival skills to live in the big city, but they are woefully lacking in the knowledge necessary to live out where the buses don't run. One of my dearest friends who lived nearby sold his place to a couple of urban dwellers who immediately started renovating it. The work stopped abruptly, though, 1 month later, and for sale signs placed in the front yard. The lady of the house said she saw a rattlesnake in her backyard. After that, I never saw them venture outdoors again until the moving van arrived. Our town is all a-twitter because there have been 9 daylight sightings recently of a mountain lion in the area. The community is collectively scared spitless. People can't walk their dogs. They're driving their kids to school, cowering in their homes and packing iron and pepper spray, although the latter would just serve as seasoning. The newcomers want the state to call out the National Guard. Before the folks moved here, they wanted to save all the wild animals. Now they want to exterminate them. Most of the newcomers have never been exposed to nature. Oh, sure, they want to turn wolves and bears loose in your neighborhood. But if a raccoon turns over the garbage can, they demand someone do something. If there is a mountain lion prowling on Knob Hill, those snobs will be quitting the Sierra Club and joining the NRA. Let's do what the animal rights want to do and get rid of zoos by turning the wild animals loose at the Academy Awards. Those PETA-pushing actors would be ripping their defenders of wildlife decals off faster than a Tom Cruise marriage. Now, I thought that was kind of interesting, but it tells something, doesn't it, Doc?
It really does. It really does, because we're dealing with a very, very ignorant population, especially when you start talking about the upper class.
And this all goes back to rewilding America. We see it. Listen, we live in a fairly metropolitan area, and although I live out in the country, we have mountain lions. We did have wolves, and I think some of the local deer hunters took care of that situation. Now, I don't think they were the Canadian wolves, but they looked like the red wolves from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So all this goes back to this sustainable development thing, does it not?
Yes, it does. And that came out in the 1992 Earth Summit in what's called Agenda 21. In fact, that has become the blueprint for sustainable development all across the world since that time. And our whole federal government is oriented around it now, even though it's never been passed by Congress, and even though no one has actually given direction to our federal agencies to do it, they are, in fact, implementing what is known as Agenda 21. And it is a tragic situation, because Agenda 21 is 40 chapters. It covers everything from A to Z. It covers people. It covers land. It covers air and water. It covers everything. It even covers how you should take care of your kids. And this particular document has become the blueprint for the whole world. And it is crazy, because it's based on socialist principles that do not work, have never worked, and will never work in the future. As a consequence of that, we are coming out. In fact, it's going to press next week, a document called Agenda 21, Freedom 21, Agenda for Prosperity. It is basically going down the same set of situations that Agenda 21 does, except that it really describes what the condition of the world is, which is not that bad. In spite of what you hear on the evening news and so forth, the environment of the earth is not in that bad a condition, especially that in the United States. And then how to properly get people out of poverty around the world. It's certainly not by taking their property rights away, because it's been demonstrated in the last 10 years that private property rights are essential. It is impossible to build wealth without private property rights. Impossible. You cannot do it. And yet that is what Agenda 21 calls for. Basically, Agenda 21 calls for taking over all private property rights, making them public under the jurisdiction of some international bureaucracy.
And that international bureaucracy, of course, is the United Nations.
Yes, it is. And it's, they basically have a whole plan set up to create another branch of the United Nations that will be a supranational EPA-like organization that has the authority to tell you what you can and cannot do. And in our document of Freedom 21 Agenda for Prosperity, we talk about how important people are. We talk about population growth. We talk about property, and the fact that property rights are critical. We talk about how corruption sneaks in, and how the whole socialist agenda of 21 is just a wide-open door to corruption. The primacy of the rule of law. We talk about land in the historical approach of land rights, how much property rights will protect, not harm the environment.
And we must take a break. We'll do that right now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steelspan Buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-stopped building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. We got a combine and baler and barn planters, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's Fall Farm Show time. See me now through Thursday at the Farm Science Review, or just call me. I'll have selected quants and building sizes at substantial discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Visit my website at amsteelspan.com and learn why I have a better building than a standard pole barn.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Wednesday on a weak dollar and $82 oil prices after the Fed bowed to Wall Street, cutting interest rates a half point. Gold closed in New York up $5.70 to $720.70 an ounce. Silver was up 16 cents to $12.93. A collapse of the dollar could send prices to more than $3,400 an ounce within the next 3 years, says Christopher Wood, chief strategist at CSLA in London. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says guns only have two enemies, rust and politicians, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Dr. Michael Kaufman, you were talking about the program that you are working on now, Freedom 21 Agenda for Prosperity. Are you familiar with the Brundtland Report?
Absolutely.
I haven't been able to get a copy of that. We couldn't find it on the Internet. What is it?
Henry Lamb has reproduced most of that document, not all of it, but most of it on the freedom21.org website.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's a few chapters that are missing for whatever reason. He said he was going to try to get that done. That was several months ago. Whether he was successful in getting it finished off, I don't know. But he does have that Brundtland Report on the freedom21.org website.
All right, now that goes back to when?
That goes back to 1986, I believe.
Yeah, we're talking about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In other words, people get the idea that what's going on now, oh, you know, that's Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. This has been in the making for a long time.
Yes, it has. And you can see that in that document, that it is well planned out. It's what led to the Wilderness Congress. It's what led to the UNCED or the Worst Summit in 1992. It's the basis of all of these things, and it is horrifying when you realize its implications, because what it does, if you read between the lines, it draws all power to this global elite.
And the global elite has control of, seemingly, all of our politicians, do they not?
Yes, they do.
See, we talk about how terrible Clinton was, and then we come right along, we've had a Bush, a Clinton, a Bush, going to have another Clinton, maybe, I don't know. But they're all under the control of these international bankers, the WTO and the International Monetary Fund people, the way I see it.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, Bill, Carol Quigley, back in 1967, when he published his book, Tragedy and Hope, he had access to their this cartel's documents for 3 years and studied them intensively and wrote his book. And basically what he found is that they support both parties, and they only support those candidates who actually pass this litmus test of being a globalist in their nature and their outlook and so forth, that are easy to control and guide into their policy-making formulations and so forth. And, I mean, he basically spells it out that this is the way it is. Now, of course, that's way back in the 1960s, but everything that he said was going, they are planning for the next 40 years, literally has happened. I mean, it's literally happened. That's no coincidence, because they have tremendous power. They have billions and billions and trillions.
I was going to say, jump that up another notch. There are trillions of dollars that they have.
Yes, right. It is unbelievable how much control they have at this point. Now, they can't tell unless they have some sort of a blackmail on some senator or congressman or something. They can't tell them exactly what they do, but they get it. They get the right men in the right positions by funding their campaigns and so forth, and blackballing anyone like Ron Paul or any of the conservative candidates that would take them in the other direction. You won't find them getting campaign money. You won't find them getting airtime. You won't find them getting press time. You won't find them getting anything. And as a consequence, it's very hard for them to make any progress.
And, you know, it seems like if they do make progress, something happens to them.
Yes.
I'm thinking here of, the little guy with the big ears. What was his name?
Oh, yeah, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, yeah. You know.
And the same thing happened to Pat Buchanan.
Buchanan, yes.
In 86. It's amazing how much.
But they didn't scare him off.
They
just wouldn't let him in, like they're not letting Ron Paul do anything. But something happened between Ross Perot and whoever the controllers are, because he was threatened, and you know they didn't buy him off because he had more money probably than they did, or as much as.
Right.
They had to frighten him. I don't know. But anyway, we've got a problem here, and is it going to be any different from now on? Is there any way a person like Ron Paul can be elected?
You know, it's one of those things where it is extremely difficult, but I think the Internet offers an opportunity that we did not have in previous elections, and he is making some real headway on the Internet, and I strongly support what is happening there, if it can be done. The problem is, if he wins in Iowa and then in New Hampshire and so forth, you will see big guns leveled at him, and there will be just an avalanche of bad press that comes out about him over the next several months following his successes. So if you understand that, and that's why your program and other programs like yours is extremely important, to help educate the people of the world, of the United States, that there is an agenda going on behind the scenes, and much of what you see in the press is nothing more than indoctrination to get you to do what they want you to do.
And you mentioned, you almost said going on around the world, and then you said the United States. I think going on around the world is true.
Yes,
look at Britain. Look at what's happened over in Britain. Look what's going on down in Australia.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Everywhere you have any kind of an electoral process, it's the same.
Absolutely.
I was in Australia. It's been quite a while ago. And we had some good, really good friends down there that were in the cattle business in Australia. And they talked about the greenies long before we even started referring to the environmental movement up here as greenies. They were greener down there than we are up here. So this is a worldwide thing. It's not something that just happened here day before yesterday.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting that they're really starting to pay a price for all of their green activism over the last 30 or 40 years because they have basically tied up all their natural resources, not allowing exploitation, not allowing timber harvesting or anything else, and they've had massive, massive fires this past year that have burned into major cities and so forth.
Yeah, but they don't care about
because
that.
Because of their policies.
They don't care about that.
Well, it sounded to me like when I was reading about it in different articles that people were starting to wake up and say, what are we doing to ourselves? Now, whether or not they follow through on that is a good question.
You know, I am so impressed with the county commissioners in Otero County, New Mexico. That's where Alamogordo is.
Yes.
And did you
see in Alamogordo?
Yeah, I know you did. Did you see where they stood up to the Forest Service and said, "Hey, you're not closing those roads."
Yeah, that's right. And they have every right to say that. In spite of what you think that the federal government is not supreme, the counties really are supreme over the federal government and they cannot unilaterally, the federal government, the Forest Service cannot make unilateral decisions like that without county input. And there are ways, there are legal ways where the county can be made even more powerful in the planning and so forth of the U.S. Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management, whatever it happens to be.
I saw an article just the other day, and I shouldn't try to talk about it because I can't remember it that well. It's back on my desk, and we'll just forget that for now. But anyway, where one of these government agencies, it was not the Forest Service. It wasn't even a government agency. It was like the Defenders of Wildlife, but that wasn't what it was. But they had sued this rancher because of the damage his cattle had done on this property. And actually, they had some kind of a motorcycle rally or something up in the mountains, and that's what destroyed. And they took pictures of that. It wasn't even on where his cattle run. Did you see that article?
No, I did not. But it's so typical. It is so typical of these mindless environmentalists. If the big earthquake that they had down in the Indonesia and so forth, they're blaming on global warming. These people are idiots.
I have seen more information in the last month, I guess, maybe a couple months, where they're disputing global warming. Have you?
Yes.
And your name wasn't on there, but you're one of those people that say, hey, and I heard you say there is global warming, but man's not causing it. But some of these articles are saying, hey, they can't even prove there is global warming.
Right. I mean, it's not something that is really provable, but I'm willing to concede that we've had some warming because it's warmer now than it was in the 17th and 18th centuries, which is, and there's a very good reason for that, because we had what was called the Little Ice Age. You and I are going to have a program on that in the middle of October,
right,
to show exactly what's going on in the global warming scenario. It is really, we're being lied to in a very, very big way.
And, you know, signing these treaties, this really bothers me that we just sign one treaty after another. I got kind of a kick out of the president of Coca-Cola is so concerned because so many people are now, they're not globalists. They are becoming protectionists. And, you know, I don't care where they sell Coca-Cola. I'm not concerned about selling Coke anyplace, you know. I'm more concerned about what's going on here at home. But, boy, the globalists, they want to see us go down instead of the other countries come up. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws.
It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Dr. Mike, I found this article while going through the commercial break. But it was the Center for Biological Diversity. Who are they? It? What?
Well, they're an organization that it believes that biodiversity is the center of all life on planet Earth. They're in, I believe it's Tucson, Arizona. And will go out and actually write management plans for communities, especially rural communities and so forth, that are supposed to be sustainable, but in fact really only lock up land in the name of the environment and prevent people from actually conducting or actually using their land. It is an organization that is very, very damaging to the economic system of the United States.
Okay, here's the story. It is pretty interesting. The Center for Biodiversity. And yeah, thank you, Jeff. I thought we had this gentleman on the air. The gentleman's name, he's a rancher. His name is James Chilton, C-H-I-L-T-O-N. I had him on the air April 28, 2005. Now, that's when he won a jury trial with against the Center for Biological Diversity. And what they did, the Center for Biological Diversity went out there and took pictures that weren't even on his land. And it was where they'd had some kind of a motorcycle rally or something and torn up the ground. And they claimed that his cattle had done that. And anyway, he won this $600,000 lawsuit. And now they're trying to, they, meaning the Center for Biological Diversity, is trying to get out of paying that. They've appealed it, and the appeals court won't take it. So they're going to the Supreme Court. Now we're talking about the Supreme Court of Arizona, not the the U.S. Supreme Court. But it's coming up next Tuesday in the Arizona Supreme Court. But I thought it was kind of interesting. These people hate to give up, and they said they went on to say that the photos should not even be judged by themselves. Well, that the photos is what they were using to lie about what this rancher had done.
You know, it is amazing how they are willing to destroy people's lives. It is uncanny to me how they're willing to destroy people's lives without a bit of remorse. Absolutely no remorse whatsoever. In fact, they take great pride in destroying people's lives and bankrupting them and so forth. And yet when they have to pay a single red nickel, they scream and howl and try to get out of it just like they're trying to do in this particular case. It is unbelievable. They have no moral values whatsoever. They're totally amoral as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, let's go back to this Chilton case. He's supposed to get $600,000 out of this. I'll bet they'll put it off one way or another. It's just like Wayne Hage. He never did get paid. Of course, the poor gentleman ended up, you know, they outlived him on the thing. But it's not the way it's supposed to be, and we just don't have a court of justice in this country anymore.
No, we don't.
Let's take another break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. You know, Dr. Michael, we're in the home stretch here. We have 3 or 4 minutes left, something like that. But we talk about sustainable development, and we talk about the Biodiversity Treaty, and we talk about all of these things at the Wildlands Project. And if you ask the people on the street about these things, what percentage of them have never heard of it? I mean, it would be nearly 100% of them have never heard of these things.
At least 98, 99%.
Right.
That's one of the reasons that we decided to do this Agenda 20 or Freedom 21 Agenda for Prosperity, is to help people understand what is going on. If you get a hold of this document once it's out, it'll be in print and available within a week or so. You should be able to take that and see exactly what the state of the world is, what's the best course of action for eradication of poverty, and how to protect our environment while maintaining our prosperity. It's as simple as that, and it's a very easy document to be able to understand and explain to your friends and neighbors and so forth. Let me give you a website on that. It's not available yet, but it's going to be within, like I say, within one week, and the website is going to be available probably today sometime, and it is www.freedom21agenda.org. That's www.freedom21agenda.org.
Okay. You know, it's such a shame. You turn on the morning news and you try to find out what's going on. And you know that Britney Spears doesn't wear any underwear. And you know how big OJ's cell is. But you never hear any of the things that you and I are talking about. And no. To me, this is so much more important than Britney and OJ.
Absolutely. And that's one of the disgusting things about the mainstream media anymore, is that they really do not cover the news that is critical to the life and the prosperity of the average American person. But get involved in all this celebrity stuff and garbage that means nothing. You know, I was sad to see Diana killed in that tragic accident 10 years ago. But did we need to spend 6 months of almost 24/7 on that issue? It is just mind-boggling how we get sidetracked into issues that ultimately don't matter to your life.
You know, I think, of course, I'm a conspiracy nut. But I think this is all planned. I think these people they do this on purpose just to keep. Now, I'm sure OJ didn't go to jail on purpose, but the news media does this just to keep everybody whomped up so that they won't know what's really going on.
You know, in fact, the Department of Education came out with a document, I think about 30, maybe 25 years ago, that basically said that they were going to feed the American people, you know, the circuses and so forth to keep them happy and amused, but they're not going to report the news, nor are they going to allow the American people to make the decisions for themselves. There's going to be a small elite who know better that are going to do it. If I could really find it that fast, I'd read it to you. It is mind-boggling. It is shocking how crass these people really are in how they are approaching this issue, is that they think that you're mindless idiots and they have to make your decisions for you.
You know, they did exactly the same thing in Rome.
Yes.
When you mentioned circuses, that's what I thought of, because that's what they called the events that took place in the Roman Colosseum.
Absolutely. And you got sidetracked in the issues that meant nothing, and people forgot the things that were really important. And as a consequence, Rome eventually fell.
Can you, if you find that, would you email me a copy of it? I'd like to have a copy of that. Please
do.
Please do.
I need to have your email address, though. So
okay, Jeff will give it to you here in just a minute, because we don't even have a minute left. We're just about out of time. Dr. Michael Kaufman, it's a pleasure having you as a guest again. People, go to his www.freedom21agenda.org. It'll be on the Internet in the next week or so. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.